Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
For those of you exercising with me, you can sit down now. I've sat down.
I got a few more reps.
For 30 minutes. Now I'm going to sit down. Take a rest. All right, you're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network, AFR.net. Send us an email at comments@AFR.net if you would like to. comments@AFR.net. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano, Walker Wildman, and Chris Woodward. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Hey, real quickly, my wife and I, Allison, we're leading a tour of to the Holy Land in March. We go once a year. That's in March. So if you'd like to go with us, the trip's nearing halfway full.
These fill up quick, don't they?
Yeah. People, it's the 70th year of Israel this year, celebration. So that won't be next year, but I mean, people are eager to go see the land of the Bible, and so we could probably go twice a year, but I don't have the time.
Right.
So we go once a year, and we'd love to have you go with us if you would like to. I won't go into all the details. March 14th through the 22nd, we will be going to Israel. So if you want information on this trip, just go to our website, twholyland.com. That's twholyland.com. If you're the kind of person that says, Tim, I want a brochure sent to my mailbox so I can read it in my hands, then we can do that as well. You just call us at 800-FAMILIES, 800-FAMILIES. 1-800-FAMILIES on your phone, touch number 5. Or as my ladies in data processing say in good Southern English, punch 5.
Punch 5.
Punch 5. 800 families.
Punch 5.
Punch 5. And and leave your name and your address clearly. Don't slur it. Okay? Give us your name and your address in a clear fashion, and we will mail you that brochure after you punch 5 and gotten to the recording.
Are there people who are literalists who are listening here, and they're dialing the number?
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden they get to and they punch five
with a fist. I don't know. You're going to hit a bunch of other numbers except for 5. But all right, Chris Woodward, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. It's a pleasure being here.
Is it really, Chris? You're
it
just
sure
saying
is.
That.
I enjoy my job. It is a privilege to get to tell people the news.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to tell them news they don't want to hear.
Yeah.
But it is an honor to be someone telling people of not only the nation, but we have listeners overseas, and we tell them news, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Yeah. All right, what do you got?
All right.
Bring it.
Well, we've been talking about President Trump, trade, tariffs, things of that sort. Certainly he's holding strong on his position on this. The president is in Wisconsin today to officiate a groundbreaking ceremony of a $10 billion manufacturing company. Despite USA Today pointing out he's been involved in a growing dispute with Harley-Davidson over his trade policies, this facility in Wisconsin is expected to bring in 13,000 jobs to the southeast portion of the state, which
he did win.
The decision to launch the Foxconn Technology Group's sprawling complex was a deal between President Trump and Republican Governor Scott Walker in an attempt to advance the state's manufacturing industry. For those that think we don't make things in America, we do, we have, and we will continue to do so.
What is this Foxconn? What do they make?
That I'm not sure.
13,000 jobs. That's enormous.
That is enormous.
Nobody knows what they make. Walker, do you know?
I'm looking it up. Foxconn.
No, I remember this announcement was made a year ago under President Trump. But
what do they make? Widgets?
It is a Foxconn Technology Group. It is a multinational electronics contract manufacturing company. It is Taiwan. It's a Taiwanese company. It is the world's largest contract electronics manufacturer.
Okay.
So they provide parts to, it looks like, Apple.
Okay.
This is a CNBC article.
Wow. Congratulations to Wisconsin.
Really? 13,000, like you said, that's enormous.
Yeah.
13,000 jobs.
And we do have listeners there.
We don't have any stations in Wisconsin, but we do have some listeners. Mm-hmm. But what a job by their team there, bringing in that many jobs.
This was the, according to the CNBC article, this is the first plant for Foxconn outside of Asia.
Wow. Okay. And it's going to Wisconsin. They they produce products for the BlackBerry. I didn't know that BlackBerry was still around. iPad, iPhone, iPod, Kindle, Nintendo, Nokia. PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, the Wii, Xbox One, so a lot of entertainment parts.
Those little animated brothers that went around.
Mario Brothers.
The Mario Brothers?
Is that, that's what I think of Nintendo. Is that? Is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is Nintendo 3DS, so this is, I don't know, they may have Mario, updated Mario
games.
They do.
They've got Mario Brothers for 3DS models.
The Mario Brothers game, what was the point of that deal?
Squash mushrooms and break bricks.
Okay. Well, you go almost all, a lot of these games are level based, mm-hmm. so you succeed in getting or doing X, Y, or Z level, mm-hmm. and then you go up one and you keep going.
But the Mario Brothers, but their objective when they came on the screen was to paint things, or
They did have a Mario paint one time. Yes,
I didn't play games.
What was
like
their objective?
That.
You know,
I didn't play it.
Yeah,
you didn't play one. I didn't either. That's why I want to know. I just though they were very popular.
I played games. You know. Alien trilogy, you know, things that involved
that mattered.
You
things
look like
that
a
mattered,
Pitfall and a Frogger man.
Frogger? He looks like a Frogger man.
Well, Atari.
I was bad at most of those games. Yeah. I was bad at like Frogger. Yeah. I used to save up my quarters to play Galaga when I was in Bible college, and you know, so I'd go to the student union, and my wife said, "Yeah, go ahead, go," and I'd take ten quarters and be back in 10 minutes.
Take lunch money. Spend your lunch money on video games. Hey, this back to this woman for just a minute who won in New York for a minute. Because I think this is going to be significant. What's about to play out in the Democrat Party? You know, people talk about the Republicans have their divisive issues and their divisive personalities. Well, the Democrats. They're at war with one another over who can be more communist.
Yeah.
Huh?
Race to first.
I mean, I don't mean communist in the sense of roll in the tanks, police state.
Right.
Let me make clear. I'm not, you know, shut down newspapers and propaganda, things like that. I'm talking communist in the truest sense of the economic sense. You know, the Karl Marx type stuff. Where you, now people would say, well, that all goes together, heavy-handed government with controlling the economy and controlling people's lives. I know that's true. But in America, what these people are promoting, these communists, is basically, you could call it socialism too, but on steroids. I'm talking about, we already have socialism in America to a certain extent.
Well, there are different forms of socialism.
It's a level.
True socialism. I remember in my political science classes at Boston College. This always helped me. Communism is socialism with a gun. So you can accomplish socialist goals
like
peacefully, or if you do it with the revolution of the proletariat, then there's guns. So, but socialism has different kind of levels or different approaches. So true socialism does not believe in personal property rights. So the you know, the state would own the means of production and distribution, but you can spread around the wealth, so to speak. That is a socialist goal, and you do that by empowering the government to give money away for healthcare, for college, for all those kinds of things. So redistribution of wealth is also a socialist goal without having a true socialist government.
But the message of these communists / socialists on the Democrat side, which are running for Congress and Senate seats and such across the country, and they're winning in their primaries against traditional Democrats.
Happened this week, yeah.
Yes. As I've said before, You just can't out free stuff the Democrats,
right?
And so they've decided let's promise even more free stuff in an attempt to win, I guess, younger voters, who like the idea of free stuff. You tell a 26-year-old, I'm going to erase your $200,000 of student debt. Who are they going to vote for?
Mm-hmm.
And when then somebody says that.
On top of it, you explain to them, you have a right to this because the federal government is giving welfare to corporations, so why shouldn't you have some of this?
That's classic Bernie Sanders
talk,
and that's winning the day. Again, inside the Democrat Party, that's winning the day, that kind of discussion. Go ahead.
Yeah, talking about Senator Sanders, there is a poll out today. It's a Harvard Caps Harris June poll. It was obtained first by The Hill. Sanders comes in third in terms of the Democratic front runners for presidential candidates in 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden is the early favorite, according to this poll. Hillary is number two. Sanders is third, as I mentioned. And then Elizabeth Warren is fourth. So if Cortez wants to be Prez, which is the top story right now on Drudge Report, what's to stop her from reaching out to her, I don't know, mentor, Senator Sanders, and saying, why don't you be my running mate? Because there's a bunch of people on the left that seem to be in favor of her politics instead of Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton, who still apparently have fans.
Well, I think Bernie Sanders... and this lady could probably win the Democrat primary. Well, Bernie Sanders would have won had it not been for
stolen
the rigged superdelegates that aren't even bound to their own state's vote. But I don't think they could win the general. So for Republicans, it might become a dream come true. But I think they could compete within the Democratic primary system.
How frustrating must it be if you're a Democrat, you are bemoaning the loss in 2016. Mm-hmm. Terrible campaign run by Hillary Clinton, flawed candidate. Yeah. She's got all this baggage. She's kind of been kind of wacky since she lost. Now you have a poll out and the top three are the old folks.
Yeah. Well,
you've got Joe Biden, crazy Joe Biden.
Ran in 88.
Who actually I think could be a fairly dangerous candidate for Trump.
Yeah.
But then you've got Hillary number two.
Number two.
And then number three is
Sanders.
Is Bernie Sanders. You got all these young people who are radical, who are just wanting to see real change. And these are the three that you're looking at and you're going, no way, not again.
Mm. Other Democrats included in the poll, The Hill reported that Senator Cory Booker got 6%. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who wanted to ban everything from sugar to salt and in between, he got 3%. Then you get Senator Kamala Harris out of California, which may or may not be three states.
Nobody knows who these people are, besides Democrats.
Right.
A few Democrats. They're going to have to raise their profile.
Right.
We've said before, the Democrats have no bench. You've got these the equivalent of a 45-year-old NFL star. These three people you've mentioned: Biden.
Brady's.
I just Democrats. Understood. Well,
not even as good as
you're
Brady.
Getting at.
Huh?
We're bringing this guy back.
Yeah.
You got these people that should have been retired a long time ago, and so they're still the faces of the Democrat Party. Nancy Pelosi, Maxine, come on,
Maxine Waters. All right, so let me throw this out to you guys. Okay, so I just popped into my head.
Yeah.
So you had 17 Republican candidates for the Republican nomination in 2015 when it started. Okay, Donald Trump, candidate Trump, shot to prominence by saying, build the wall. It's a statement that energized all the frustrated Republicans, a majority of them, and the conservatives, Tea Party groups, they all said, oh, this guy comes from the back, not expected to do anything, okay? Not he was pretty well known because of his television career. So for 2020, starting in 2019, if a Democrat is to come from the back of the pack and overtake the old guard we just named, Bernie Sanders, Hillary, Joe Biden, what is it that they have to say to get that prominent notice from your average Democrat who goes, that's the person that represents what I've been feeling all this time? What do you think they would have to say? I mean, is it just we need to go socialist? I mean, is that the issue? I'm just throwing it out. What is it that Democrats are looking for?
That's Walker.
Like Republicans were looking for someone that said, build the wall.
Walker exposes Washington. Let him tell you.
Well, the Democrats are divided. just like Republicans are divided, the Democrats are divided, except the Republican establishment runs the campaign and at least acts like they care about the conservative issues. The Democrats don't even act like – I mean, what you see is what you get. Basically, they have no message. So
– well, who has no message?
The Democrats have no message, even the establishment party. I mean, Nancy Pelosi –
well, this younger bunch do. They free stuff for everybody, yeah. Right? That's
free
their message,
air.
Right?
Well, yeah, but they have no counter to what Trump's doing. So it's Trump's bad, and we have no solution, such as immigration. Chuck Schumer says – a reporter says, if you got to write the bill, would you vote for it? And he says, no. He says, no, I would not vote for any bill, even if it was a bill I loved.
So they're helping.
That's why I think the Democratic Party for 2020 goes socialist. I think you're going to have...
because that's the only message.
That's the only message. Right. You have this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who shocked the Democratic Party by winning this primary in New York. You have Kamala Harris, or you have Cory Booker, or you have somebody who says it is time for us to go socialist.
That is
what the Democratic Party is.
Yeah.
Open borders, socialism.
Right, let's just say it out loud.
National health care. We're going to say it out loud, and I think you get
free
young
stuff
people,
for everybody.
Free stuff. Yeah. I think you get young Democrats
right. Energized,
flocking to that candidate.
I agree.
Yeah, because, and to her credit, she has a platform. If you go to her website, she has like 20 items. The lady in New York.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, her. Thank you for that, Ed.
Well, I'm just looking at it.
Yeah.
It's opera.
Yeah. My head. She has
would be opera singer.
She has a 20-plus list of things she wants to do that are
gotcha.
All socialist. But Pelosi and Schumer are just saying, well, Trump's so bad. We want to.
So at least she has, what you're saying, at least she has... again, would disagree with her on almost everything, but she has a platform, she has an agenda, she has these things I believe,
right,
that can rally people who agree with her behind her, whereas the establishment Democrats don't have anything going for them except for we hate Trump.
I don't think any Republican
right?
would have beaten Hillary Clinton in 2016 by just basically saying we aren't President Obama. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So Trump beat Hillary Clinton because he said, I'm going to build the wall.
Right.
I'm going to put conservative, Supreme Court justices, mm-hmm. and I'm going to bring,
right.
I'm going to make America great again.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The rest of the Republicans had spent 8 years saying, we don't like President
right.
Obama.
Gotcha.
And I think the flip is the only way for Democrats to go.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Well, the only campaign slogan that came to my mind real quick is this, free and legal. Everything's free, everything's legal. I can see that resonating with young people
yeah.
or people that are
legal.
Sitting on the fence.
Free and
legal, then you do yeah. the Obama, painting-esque kind of thing where they're all looking up at the sun.
Yes.
Which they've already done with Cortez on one of
and,
her
and
things.
Go blind.
Right. All right. Well, in lighter news, a lot of people are preparing for lunch. Maybe some listeners just ate breakfast. I'm not making this up. It's not fake news. This is from Fox News. In a scheme that suggests McDonald's has been paying close attention to Seinfeld reruns on TBS, the fast food chain has confirmed that customers will soon be seeing muffin tops, sans the stumps, on the menu at restaurants across the U.S. We have a clip here from that Seinfeld episode.
I'm sorry, I don't like the stumps.
So you just eat the tops?
Oh, yeah, it's the best part. It's crunchy, it's explosive, mm-hmm. it's where the muffin... breaks free of the pan and sort of does its own thing. I'll tell you, that's a $1 million idea right there. Just sell the tops. Are you eating a muffin top?
Yeah, a muffin top store just opened up down the street.
A muffin top store?
What did I just say?
Now,
got this idea
from
them.
Yeah, now Fox News says they got a statement from somebody at McDonald's that says, we continue to look at ways to offer new breakfast menu items and experiences at the compelling value of McDonald's. This includes our commitment to coffee and continuing to give customers more taste and choices. Now, that episode is at least 20 years old because Seinfeld went off my, sophomore
99
year of high school,
or something.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is stupid. I mean, the thing is the Seinfeld episode is just, it's just funny. It's a funny idea.
Show
but,
about nothing.
But there's nothing different about the muffin top from the muffin stump, as she called it. This is a whole thing in that series, in that particular episode. And so it's just, listen, it's just a gimmick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
McDonald's should have just said, well, hey, we're offering muffins, but if they had done that, we wouldn't be talking
right.
about it.
Well, you know, years ago, they haven't done this in a long time, but I remember when I was a young whippersnapper, McDonald's, it was not uncommon for them to put outside on a sign over a million burgers or over
right.
a billion.
Served.
Now we're going to have over a billion muffin tops served. Would you eat a muffin top? Would you go out after the show and eat a muffin
oh,
top?
Oh, do you know the muffin top, the muffin top, muffin top?
We're going to record that
in the
new
studio. I
can
see a Chow song there coming from that.
If you like muffins, you'll get it.
This is above my pay grade.
Or below it.
We need to expose Washington. Find out if they would eat the muffin.
What are you doing on your Exposing Washington show, which you're building a big fan base for on the weekend?
Yeah, this weekend I'm going to talk about the Supreme Court opening.
Right.
How the left is going to go ballistic. They're going ballistic now over it. And the process that's going to happen to confirm the next nominee.
Is this a monologue or are you interviewing a guest?
It's a monologue with clips.
Okay.
I have audio clips.
When is your show air?
Saturday at 2:30 Central.
So 2:30 Central time, Exposing Washington with Walker Wildman. Your show, and you're going to 2:30 Central time.
That's right.
On American Family Radio. Chris, you got time for one more story.
I do. A lot of people here use Amazon. Certainly people are familiar with that service. The online retailer says it will offer incentives to get entrepreneurs to set up their own small package delivery businesses as part of Amazon's latest effort to solve the challenge of getting goods to customer doorsteps. Here's how it works. Amazon leases a van that says Prime on it.
Mm-hmm.
Two people that want to be a part of this. Amazon would even provide the uniforms, fueling plans, and insurance programs for fleet operators and even offer classes on various things on how to run a business. The new program promises more competition for delivery companies like UPS and FedEx. Your guys' thoughts?
Well, my first thought is, did you guys ever see the movie The Blob? Was back from the 1957 or some. Steve McQueen was in its first movie role.
Okay.
And it was about this little small meteorite that lands inside as this small blobby alien, and it just begins to consume everything. And that's what Amazon is. Amazon is the blob, and it just continues to grow and expand, and whatever it touches, it absorbs. So now they're going to go into the delivery business. I mean, what else? Were they going to start selling muffin tops?
I'm surprised they haven't bought UPS or FedEx by now.
And put the other one out of business.
Yeah.
Because those companies, I think, are probably staying in business or at least competitive because of all the Amazon shipping.
Well, I think they could easily buy those companies, but I think they like to create their own and just overtake everyone else.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they've done with everything else, with video streaming, music. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of buying a Pandora or Spotify, they just create their own Amazon Music and compete.
I tell you what, you know, just whatever you think of Jeff Bezos, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
His politics is...
he's progressive.
Okay. But he's a genius.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
It started in a garage.
Huh?
For
years you heard about Amazon. They were books and tapes and CDs and stuff like that, weren't they?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you switch over to selling everything in the world.
Oh, you can get computers, televisions, you can get furniture. I mean, I'm telling you, it's the blob.
Everything.
It will consume the world.
You can get a VHS tape of the blob, probably.
probably can.
Jeff, isn't that his name? Bezos?
Bezos, Bezos.
Is he the richest man in the world now?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. He passed you, didn't he?
He's more. He has more than twice what I have in the bank.
He does?
More than twice.
Okay, but you're not jealous of or anything?
No.
Okay.
Listen.
And more power.
We vacation in the same places.
I knew it.
All right. Thank you, Ed.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Walker.
Yes, sir.
Chris, appreciate it.
Pleasure being here.
Our thanks to Brent Creeley for producing this here show. We'll see you back here tomorrow.